I think Simon...
can I make a comment?
Yes, please.
This fits more into Robert's point, really, earlier. How are we to conceive of time as emergent? I do have a question for those who find this a difficult problem. Namely, can you conceive of time as geometrized? Can one conceive of, to take the simplest case, Minkowski space-time, and view spatiotemporal relations or metrical relations between events in Minkowski space-time as adequate for the description of time? And I think a great deal hinges on this question. By adequacy, I'm not talking about adequate to particle physics or quantum gravity or whatever. I'm talking about adequate vis-a-vis one's ability to conceptually make sense of the notion of time or not. Now, if the answer is yes, then it seems that one point to make about the notion of time as pre-existing the Big Bang is that there is perhaps structure pre-existing the Big Bang, and it may be one-dimensional structure, may have more. It is not yet time, and it has not yet perhaps essential characteristics that would be required of time. And this surely is the key, isn't it, to seeing time as emergent, that one has a conceptual problem with understanding how structure can come from nothing. Perhaps, and this is a conservative view, then let there be pre-existing structure, but that pre-existing structure does not have to already characterize time. Time may be some further enriching of that structure, or may be found perhaps in only some fragment of that structure. And that may be what one means by time as emergent. It may also be what one means by the Big Bang, or the beginning of time. So that's my only comment.
Yeah, so maybe I could reply directly to that. So, in fact, there is a model where this could be realized. This is matrix theory, where you start with a mathematical line, which you call T for time, but it's not physical. And on this line, you define matrices, so again, mathematical objects, very large dimensional matrices. And the limit where the dimension of the matrix becomes infinite, you can show that the eigenvalue of the matrix becomes something like space. Then
an eigenvalue?
Eigenvalue of the matrix becomes space.
The set of eigenvalues.
The eigenvalue becomes a spatial coordinate.
A spatial what?
But a matrix
a
has
spatial
eigenvalue as well.
Right, and that's why you have many spatial points.
Okay.
So infinite dimensional matrix is infinite eigenvalues.
Right.
You get a spatial line. So that's a way to think about emergent space. And then there's this mathematical time axis, which is there. But you could say that then only at late values of this mathematical T does the T actually become physical time. But you see, if I have to stick in this real line T.
Can we just continue this? Just one further point. If the answer to my original question was negative, that one cannot conceive of four-dimensional Minkowski space-time as adequate for our understanding of time, then I think we're in a different way of evaluating the whole question of time. And I do wonder if this is something we ought to discuss at some point. Is there a conceptual problem already at that level with understanding time? Must time, as it were, really be primitive in something like the Kantian sense, that no objectual knowledge is possible unless schematized in time, unless subject to the condition of time, including mathematics? That would be a radical view.
Your view is not. Your conjecture is not.
My conjecture is it is not. Or my view
to naturalize is not. Time and to make it like anything else in the world.
I'd be slightly hesitant to call that the naturalizing of time, but or to make it like anything else in the world. But yes, I would not seek to build time into as a precondition of any meaningful thought at all.
Well, if it's just been stated to bracket this for future discussion, postpone.
But let us not lose it. Are we keeping notes of this?
Yes.
Okay.
And not only that, we will. This is an
emerging
as
essential.
As it's very central and important.